happy anniversary is the first thing I want to say with to Jessica Ruskin. She's the education director at the Charles Schulz Museum. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
16th anniversary coming up.
Yeah.
For the museum. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, absolutely. This August, the museum turns 16, and we always celebrate with a free event. So this August, one evening, we have a free event. Sonoma Cold Stone Creamery brings ice cream cake for everyone. And that's going to be Thursday, August 16th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Perfect time of the year for that.
Yeah.
Cream cake.
Yes. And as I said, it's just a great way to invite the community to come in for free and celebrate with us. And
you know, I think the museum was open for about a year or so before I went and saw it. And I was really taken by how much I was thrilled by it. You know, and how people that I saw wandering around the museum, regardless of their age, were thrilled by it too, to sort of be, you really feel like you're in Peanuts.
Yeah, we hear that all the time. People who, especially locally, are meaning to go
yeah.
and just haven't gotten there yet. And, you know, we really are offering a lot of fun things this summer to bring our local community in and show off everything we have. And I do feel like you come in and don't know what you're expecting and then get so brought into our world that
you really do.
Can't help but come back.
I think anybody who ever goes, all of a sudden it becomes, the Schulz Museum becomes top of the list for visitors, etc. Oh, you might want to see the wineries. You have to see the Charles M. Schulz Museum. You know, once you've been there, you realize you need to show everybody you know this place.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, we have a lot of fun things this summer to for locals as well as tourists. So actually next Saturday, June 16th, we're celebrating the Year of the Dog.
Yes,
close
how
to Snoopy's heart.
Yeah.
And as part of that celebration, we're actually we're launching a fundraiser that will ultimately give money back to families who lost their homes in the fires.
Very nice.
But we're having artists paint dog houses and several
you
artists.
You mean paint actual dog
paint
houses?
Actual dog houses, yes, that are going to be functional.
Wow.
For actual dogs eventually. And we have 13 different community organizations who are partnering with us on this to paint and decorate dog houses.
Each dog house would be, you know, representative of those agencies or?
Yeah, they each.
Or they would benefit from it?
No, they will. Those agencies are donating their time.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, to paint and decorate a dog house and a theme that they've selected.
I love this idea.
Yeah, and we're going to have several of the agencies on site on Saturday, June 16th, painting right there at the museum, so you can see the doghouse from beginning to end.
I gotta see that.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're actually the doghouses will be on display at the different community sites as well as some at the museum. And on September 29th, we will auction them off. And that's the money that we will then be able to donate to families who lost their homes.
Wow, that is fantastic and perfect that it's all summer long and culminating at the end of September. That's fantastic. I knew about the classes going on this summer, but I did not know about that. So thank you for enlightening us. And I will definitely be there to see that. And yeah, my chance needs a nice doghouse out in the back.
Yeah, we have all sizes. So if you have a petite pooch or a, you know, Great Dane, we should have something just right for your dog.
It sounds like these might be the kind of dog houses that you want inside the house, actually. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm sure they'll be that way.
I'm sure they will be, yeah. too. But we're going to make sure that they're sealed and, you know, ready for actual usage as well.
If
you feel like you want the perfect home for your pup. But
yeah,
they may be more than just that, too.
Oh, that's going to be fun to watch the progress of over the course of the summer. And Jessica, the classes at the museum, always a big draw, pardon the pun there. But, you know, when I first saw that there were going to be drawing classes at the Charles M. Schulz Museum, I thought to myself, who doesn't want to sign up for that?
Yeah, we have a lot of summer classes. We're in our first week this week, and it's gotten off to a great start and a lot of fun. And we have classes all through the end of the summer in drawing, cartooning, animation, and we always like to say even ice skating, which was something so close to Charles Schulz's heart.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, we talked to a lot of folks in advance of the Schulz golf tournament who have known Sparky and Jeannie and told some great stories about knowing the two of them. And the idea of learning cartooning at the Schultz Museum. How does it get any more direct than that?
Yeah, and we're really fortunate this year. We actually have a visiting cartoonist coming at the end of July, a published cartoonist named Jess Smart Smiley, who's traveling in from Utah just to be at the museum for the week. And he's teaching two classes, a class for older teens in the afternoon and a class for younger kids in the morning. And I feel like it's just so wonderful to bring in someone who, you know, this is what he does. He cartoons,
yeah.
He's published, he knows he knows it from beginning to end. And he taught last year, and the feedback we got was just so wonderful that we're really excited to have him back again this year.
I'll bet you also get a lot of comments from people older than older teens who say, well, I want to learn how to cartoon. I want to learn animation. Where's our class?
We do get comments from adults, and actually I'm glad you brought that up, because this summer we've launched an adult evening event, an adult-only evening event. We had our first one on May 11th, and we did teach adults to cartoon.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we invited adults into the museum, and actually we had Seismic Brewing Company serving beer, and
yes.
Kendall Jackson Culinary Team provided food and wine, and we had cartoonists provide cartoon lessons and instruction, and they everyone had a great time. They taught people how to actually make peanutize themselves.
Peanutize yourself. Wow.
Say.
That's way better than a Bitmoji.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of adults drawing themselves as peanut characters. And we're doing two more events like that this month on June 29th. We're not doing cartoon lessons for this one. We're doing trivia, peanuts and dog themed trivia, along with tacos and tequila. And
wow.
At the end of July, we're going to focus on animation. So we are going to have stop motion animation available for adults. And we're bringing in a live action animation company where you can make your own live action flip books. And we're really excited to have The Whole Pie providing food for that.
Oh, yeah.
And St. Florian's Brewery. So we're going to be pairing fabulous sweet and savory pies with St. Florian's beer. So
cartooning, it's not just for kids anymore.
It is not. I think we're bringing it to a whole new level. And we do want adults to come in of all ages and see what we have at the museum, enjoy, kind of come into Sparky's world. And
I would imagine
food
that's got to be inspiring for artists, just being within the confines of those walls, because it's so amazing, beautiful, and really, it feels interactive. That's what the museum feels like to me.
Yeah, and the artists who come in do say that to us all the time, that so many people, so many professionals today were inspired by Peanuts and by Charles Schultz. And I look at the animation movies coming out this summer, The Incredibles 2,
yeah.
It's about to hit theaters. And we've had so many Pixar animators come to the museum and say, you know, this is where it all began for us. This
yeah.
is what I remember. This
Boy, that's a legacy, isn't it?
It is. And
it really
it's really exciting to be a part of it. And we're really excited to bring in kids this summer from three-year-olds. We have camps for three-year-olds. And then I said all the way up to our adults who can come in and draw and animate with us this summer in our Friday night series.
Okay, best way for everybody to find out the entirety of what's being offered at the museum this year?
www.schultzmuseum.com. And they just have to remember there is no T in Schultz.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes. We always want to put a T
in. Yeah. Under the Learn on our website, we have our calendar of events, our classes and camps, our Friday nights at the museum series. You can find all the information you need. That's probably the easiest way. You can enroll in classes, buy tickets to come and test your knowledge of trivia on June 29th, along with Warm Puppy Cafe tacos and tequila. And actually, I should add that Lagunitas has given us beer for that event as well. So if tequila is not your thing, we will be able to meet your needs anyway.
If I didn't have my job, Jessica, I would want your job.
Yeah, I think if I didn't have my job, your job looks pretty great,
All
too.
All right, there could be an exchange going on sometime in the near future. I mean, hey, vacations are coming up, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And we want you to come spend them with us at the Charles Schultz Museum. Even this Saturday, we have a cartoonist who'll be visiting the museum from 1 to 3 p.m. Someone local from the East Bay, Angelo Lopez, will just be available from 1 to 3, drawing, cartooning, which is something we actually do on the second Saturday of every month. We have a cartoonist at the museum between 1 and 3, just to bring people into the world of cartooning today, because as I said, Sparky inspired everyone from Pixar animators to video game designers to cartoonists and graphic novelists. And so we want to show people what's happening today, how that legacy is still going on.
And still very, very, very active. Jessica, thanks for being here this morning. Look forward to all the activities at the Schultz Museum.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure to do it. That is Jessica Ruskin. She's the executive director of the Charles M. Schultz. Sorry?
Education director.
Oh, excuse me. The education director at the Charles M. Schultz. She says, I don't want that other job. No, I'm happy here at the Charles M. Schultz Museum. A great summertime ahead of them.